You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, gotta run. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sound. This is the radio broadcast for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our leaders are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street, in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We just want to say God bless you and thank you, all of our faithful listeners. Thank you for tuning in. We pray that the radio broadcast is being a blessing to you. We pray and thank God for the opportunity for His word to go forth, that many souls would come to the Lord. We pray today that the word would bless you, that the word would invigorate and spur you on and light a flame in your heart to be about the Father's business, and that anybody that's listening that might be backslidden and away from God, that the word would challenge you to just accept Jesus Christ. So simple. Just ask Him into your heart. Believe that what He has done for you, that He was crucified for your sake and my sake, because of God's love, because of God's desire that none should perish. It's just repentance. It's just a prayer way to ask the Lord to come into your heart, to totally change your life, and for you to surrender and give your life fully to Him and to commit yourself to serve Him for the rest of the days of your life. It's so easy to say, God, I acknowledge I'm a sinner. I just repent. I've made many mistakes in life. And I need you, and I accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, to wash me clean and to purify my heart. And I accept Jesus Christ, and I commit myself to live for you for the rest of my days. And so, God, we bless you today, and we thank you for those that are listening. We thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for your mercy and compassion. To all men, it's your will that all should be saved and none should perish. So we pray that you would prick the hearts of those that hear the broadcast and think it's too late, I've done too much. Remind them of your love. Since before they were born, you loved them. Remind them that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, for their sins, everybody's sin. Everyone has an opportunity to accept Christ. So we pray that somebody would get saved today in the name of Jesus. As the broadcast goes over the airways, that somebody would receive Christ. And I pray if you do, come by 250 North Babcock Street and let us know. I was listening and I'm backslidden, or I've never been saved. But when I heard the word of the Lord, I had to give my life to the Lord. So we praise God. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan, concerned about souls, concerned about those that are on maybe even beds of affliction that don't know the Lord. Christ has come that you could be saved. Christ has come that you could be healed. Christ has come that you could be delivered from whatever the case, situation, story is. Christ has come, and Christ has come to bring deliverance. Christ has come with healing in his hands, healing available to all, mental healing, physical healing, spiritual healing. Christ has come to make us whole, to set us free, to deliver us from whatever we need deliverance from. Thank God today that Christ has come. Christ makes the difference. And the agents of Christ are making a difference to proclaim the good news that Christ has come. The good news that he has sent the Holy Spirit of God to be with us, to indwell us, to fill us, to lead us, to guide us. Christ has come. Have you heard the good news that Christ has come to deliver us from the bondage of the law, that we could never do it right, but we can? It's not about us. It's about him who lived, died, and was resurrected and gave his life for us. That is what it is about. It's about Christ. It's about the difference that Christ makes. It's about the difference that he makes. Let's look into the scripture today. Let's look at Luke 17. Let's look at the word of God talking about Jesus. Let's look at one of the miracles of Jesus. Luke 17, verse 11. Verse 11. Luke chapter 17, verse 11, and it reads, "And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, a region, that border. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. They stood afar off from Jesus, but they cried out, saying, 'Master, have mercy on us.'" And that is the cry you and I can make today. So they were lepers. They were falling to pieces. What a wretched disease leprosy is. What a wretched disease sin is. But they had the presence of mind to cry to Jesus that can do anything for help. And they cried, "Master. Master, he's master, he's savior, he's Lord." They said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Where do you and I need the mercy of God today? Will we humble ourselves and cry out to him, "God, savior, Jesus, master, have mercy on me. Have mercy where I can't fix it myself. Have mercy where I'm incapable of turning it around. Have mercy where I need breakthrough and I haven't got it yet. Jesus, Master, Savior, Lord, have mercy on me. Turn my life around. Deliver me from where I stand in need of deliverance." They needed deliverance from leprosy. They needed deliverance and to be made whole. Leprosy is a picture or represents sin. Leprosy, their limbs were falling off. Their flesh was falling off. It's an incurable disease. Sin is incurable. There is one cure for sin, and that is Jesus. There is one cure for sin, and that is Jesus Christ. And so today, where we're falling, where we're failing, where we're struggling, where we have limitation, where we have been going through Jesus is the answer today. Jesus is the answer to whatever word or description or adjective you use. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the solution. Jesus is the way. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. At the name of Jesus, there is salvation. At the name of Jesus, there is deliverance. At the name of Jesus, there is healing. At the name of Jesus, there is victory. The lepers were in a bad state. They lifted up their voice and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when Jesus saw them, he looked at them and he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, as they followed God's instructions, they were cleansed. As they went, the scripture says, they were cleansed. As they came and did what God instructed to them, they were cleansed. Jesus is the cure for all of life's diseases, all of life's troubles can be healed. Deliverance can take place. Freedom, as we've never known, can be ours. Victory, as we've never known, can be ours. Overcoming, as we've never known, can be ours, because the answer to all woes, all struggles, all troubles, all problems lies in the five-letter name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It'll heal. It'll deliver. Whatever you can name, because the scripture says that at the name of Jesus, every name that is named, it must bow. It must come into submission. It must submit itself to the name of Jesus, because Jesus supersedes every name, every struggle, every problem. So there was a miracle wrought in the lives of these lepers simply because they humbled themselves and they asked God and they prayed and they cried out. They didn't feel within themselves of pride that they wouldn't lower themselves and humble themselves and ask the Lord. And we have to be mindful. Are we asking God? Are we praying? Are we crying out? Are we asking God to heal? Are we asking God to deliver? Are we humbling ourselves and becoming dependent as a child upon him to heal us? Pride causes us to think that we can do it in our own strength. Pride causes us to think I can stop when I get ready to stop. Pride causes us to think that I don't need God, but we all need God. We all need Christ. That is why God sent his son to save and to deliver us. And if we would just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if we would just repent of our sins and accept him in our hearts and in our lives, we would receive, like the lepers did, a brand new life. We would receive spiritual cleansing like they received cleansing. They received healing because they followed his instructions. He said, go to the priest that represents God in the earth. Go to the man and woman of God. Go and pray, and that they would pray that you would be cleansed. Go show yourself to the priest. And what was the priest going to do? Stand in the place of God and make intercession for the souls of these lepers. And the priest did as the scripture instructed in the Old Testament for these 10 lepers, and the lepers were cleansed. The lepers had faith. It takes faith to reach God. Only that we believe and accept him. It takes faith. They moved in faith. They didn't stay where they were. They could have decided, oh, what does he know? But they had faith in the power of Jesus Christ. They had faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have faith in God? The scripture says that it only takes faith as a grain of mustard seed. As a grain of mustard seed. If you just have that tiny, one of the tiniest seeds in the world, it's the mustard seed. So it's showing you, you just need faith to believe that God does love you, that God cares, that God sent his son to redeem you, that before we were even saved, The plan of God was already in place before we were born, before we knew him. So it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter struggle. It doesn't matter. What matters is Jesus. Jesus is what matters. Jesus' love is what matters. Jesus' compassion is what matters. To not be turned off by the lepers, but to be sensitive to their cry. Jesus hears our cry. Jesus hears, and he already knows. God already knows. It's not that we are surprising God by calling on him. It's not that we're surprising God by telling him all about what troubles us, our troubles, our sins, our struggles, our secret sins, our hidden perversions. We're not surprising God. He already knows, and he's able to heal, able to help, able to deliver. He wants us to come to him as little children. He wants us to cry out with the innocence of a child. I'm hurt. I'm going through. I'm struggling. I need you. I need your help. If you don't help me, I'm not going to make it. I need supernatural strength on my natural. I'm doing what I can in my natural, but I need God in this situation. I need God to restore. I need God to turn around. I need God to make me whole. And that's what I love about the scripture that we're reading, Luke 17, verse 11 through 14, we've read. God made them whole. He said, show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass that when they went and showed themselves to the priest, it said that they were cleansed. They were made whole. And one of them, verse 15, saw that he was cleansed, and he turned back. And he said with a loud voice, he gave God glory. He praised God for what God had done. He came back shouting, praise God. He may have come back shouting, hallelujah. He may have come back shouting, thank you, Jesus. But he was grateful. He was appreciative. He was thankful. And he expressed it, and he demonstrated, and he made it known just as loud as he was calling Jesus, Son of God, Jesus, Lord, Master, have mercy. He came back in a loud voice, gave God the praise, gave God the credit, acknowledged God for the great, mighty miracle that God has done. And Jesus asked a question, did not heal 10 men? Jesus sent them to the priest, knowing that their miracle was as good as done. If they walked out his word in faith, the miracle was as good as done. Because the minute the instruction left the mouth of Jesus, it was as good as done. It's up to us to walk it out. The word of the Lord is firm. The word of the Lord is sure. But it's up to us to walk it out in faith. It's up to us to put feet to the word. When you look at these lepers, they put feet to the word. They took steps that were in alignment with God instructed. They took steps of action. Are we taking action? What action are we taking in alignment with what the word is saying? We've got the 66 of the Bible, 66 books of instruction. Every day Jesus is speaking out of the word of the Bible. But what action steps are we taking? What steps are we taking to move in the direction that God instructed us? Pick up our feet, step, step, step forward, step, step, step forward. Go forward in God. Go forward in what he said. Go forward in the assignment. Go forward in the call. Go forward in the instructions. Walk in faith. The scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. The lepers could have looked at the condition and the state that they were in. They could have said, what good is it going to go do for us to go to a priest? Because we know the law. The law said they had to be outside the city. The law said they couldn't be in the city. They could have looked at it in the natural and said, what good? What purpose? What sense does it make to go to the priest? They could have already been to the priest. They could have already tried to go by the priest for prayer, for intercession, for the priest to prevail on their behalf. They could have said, we're not going. We've done that. We've tried that. But at the word of the Lord, are you willing today, you and I, at the word of the Lord, to obey the word of the Lord? Are we willing today to put action to our feet, to our footsteps, to take steps of action? Are we willing to be doers of the word, not just hearers? Hearers of the word only will not get God results, but we've got to do what he said. We've got to take a step of faith. We've got to take a leap of faith. We've got to be committed. We've got to be fully persuaded that whether they lived or died, they were going to do what God said. We've got to believe that the word of the Lord shall surely come to pass in our lives. Have we stopped believing God? Have we stopped crying out to God? Have we stopped hearing God? Have we stopped petitioning God? Where are we? We can see where the lepers were, but we can see the end result of faith is victory. The end result of faith is promise. The end result of faith is reward, that we shall have what the Father said we should have, that we will walk in our blessings. So we've got to determine, are we men and women of faith? Have we put down our faith in God? Are we depending upon him? Are we blind to what it looks like in the natural, because we can see with the eyes of the Spirit? We can see through the eyes of the Scripture to hold fast to the promises of God until we see breakthrough, until we receive healing, until we are cleansed like the lepers, until we are made whole. And then we too, like the Samaritan, 1 out of 10 came back to say, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, when I was at my last rope and didn't know what I was going to do, I held on to faith. I held on to your word. I stood on it. Are we standing on the word of God? Are we standing on the word of God? Are we declaring his word as we go in faith, fulfilling the instructions that he's told us? He said, go show yourself to the priest. Are we in right fellowship with God and man? Are we in right fellowship and have a covering, have a church home and covering? Because that is God's way. He uses and raises up leaders, godly men and women of God, to shepherd us after his own heart, to preach the unadulterated word of God to us. He raises up fivefold officers, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers. He raises up leaders to teach and to instruct us, the extension of Christ. He raises up the pastor, the apostle, the teacher, the evangelist. He raises up the prophet. He raises them up to give us the sure word of the Lord. He has given us the word of God in the 66 books of the Bible. Jesus, this miracle shows us how we can be free and cleansed from sin, that sin does not have dominion on us through Christ. Christ broke and destroyed sin and death and the grave and hell. We don't have to go to hell. We don't have to die in our sins. But Christ, through his shed blood, he was resurrected victorious. So he broke and he implemented and ushered in the new covenant in Christ. We have a new covenant where we can now have access and we come boldly to the Lord. We're bold like the lepers were in the passage, Luke 1:11-15. Bold to cry out to the name of Jesus. Bold, and we have through Christ access to the Spirit of God, the ability to be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, communion with the Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Spirit of God. We have access where we're now no longer cast outside of the garden like Adam, but we have access to the presence of God through the Holy Spirit of God. Today, I pray that this message is a message of repentance. It's a message of restoration. It's a message of healing. It's a message of delivering. It's a message of the power of Jesus Christ. Christ has come. and we are endued with power simply by faith believing on him, simply by faith confessing him as our Lord, simply by asking him, repenting of sin, asking him to wash and cleanse and restore and make us whole. Christ has come. Make our children whole. Restore our families. Restore our physical bodies. Restore our mind and emotion. Restore our soul. Psalm 23 tells us that he restores our soul, every component of us. God has come to restore through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life, have eternal life. The lepers had a new lease on life. The lepers were cleansed and made whole. And then what do? Go and share the gospel. Go and share the good news. Go tell and testify what Jesus has done. And the one leper out of 10 came back and he praised God and he gave glory to God and he gave God praise and he gave God thanks for what the Lord has done. What has the Lord done in your life? What has the Lord cleansed you of? What has the Lord delivered you from? What has the Lord set you free from? How has the Lord made you whole? Where is our testimony? Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where's the other 9? Let us be like the one that came and gave God praise, gave God glory, gave God thanks, shared the testimony, shared the good news, proclaimed the blessings of the Lord, proclaimed the goodness of God, proclaimed the favor of the Lord. Let us not be like the 9 that took the benefits of God, took the mercy of God, took the goodness of God, but did not give God glory, did not give God thanks. And he said to the man, he said, go your way, arise. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Our faith will make us whole. Our faith in the word of God will make us whole. It has the power to make us whole. Faith in God, faith in the scriptures. Do not forsake your faith. Do not let go of your faith. Your faith has recompense of great reward. Walk in faith. Walk in faith in the word of God. Don't relinquish your faith for any reason, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Have faith in God. Have the kind of faith in God that moves mountains. Have faith in God, and that God is who he said he is, that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing, that it has stirred your faith, that you would put feet to your faith, action to your faith, that you would walk in faith and walk in victory and walk in the promises of God, that you would walk it out until you see God move on your behalf. I pray that you would be blessed and walk in victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218. Or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne.